This is Just Chirpin', the voice of El Paso Rhino Hockey. Michael Hissom reporting, November 11th, 2010. The El Paso Rhinos are back in first place of the Midwestern Division of the Western States Hockey League, thanks to a big weekend up in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Although this is a bye week, the morning practices at the ice house and the extra time over at the training center continue as the Rhinos try to notch it up just a little bit more. And let's check into the training center and talk to Rhinos high scorers Tyler Beasley and Todd Thomas. Tyler Beasley, one of the new guys here in town, welcome to El Paso. And taking a look, after 15 games, you're leading this bunch with 28 points. Tell us about the adjustment you made to your game coming here to El Paso.
Well, it's just kind of a different style of play down here in El Paso. Like, the league's a lot rougher than, like, I came from U18 AAA, so it's just a lot different, just the whole physical and the fighting and all that stuff. So it's just a little different, but I just try to do the same stuff that I did in years past, and it's starting to work, so it's going good right now.
Tell us more about what you're doing in the sense of the game, what you're doing to become the leading scorer.
Well, I'm on a pretty good line right now, and we just all know where each other's going to be and where everyone's at, and just trying to find the open guy for kind of backdoor plays and easy goals.
Todd Thomas, you came in here from Pennsylvania. The Bees came in from Indianapolis. Todd, let's talk about your start. You have 19 points on the season, 10 goals, 9 assists. What adjustments have you made for your game to play here in El Paso?
Like B said, it's definitely a lot more physical here, and everybody finishes their checks, so, you know, you just kind of got to step up your physicality and, you know, just be ready to play all the time.
One of the things we've noticed from up in the broadcast booth, you're doing very well on the draw. To what do you attribute that, and what type of effort are you putting in to make sure that you're beating the other guy to the puck?
It's just kind of focusing, you know, and, you know, just kind of pride, you know, not wanting to lose the draw.
What about the success of the team? Todd, pick it up. You guys, questionable start for El Paso standards. Now you're back in first place. Why the improvement?
I think everybody's just starting to click here, and you know, we got some line combinations starting to work here, and everyone's just kind of starting to get comfortable with the style of play, I feel.
Mr. Beasley, taking a look at the team, let's talk about the line you're on. You mentioned that earlier, that something's clicking with the line. Who are your line mates? Where's the improvement?
Well, I'm with Todd Thomas here and Frankie Pasilko. We're pretty, like, we just, all three, we have, like, we're all kind of the same player, but we all do the same, like, do the dirty work, go in the corners, go in front of the net and just find goals. Just, it's going pretty good right now.
Okay, what about the D guys that are out there on the ice with you? What about the support you're getting from them?
Oh, well, yeah, that's a huge part. Like, just keeping the puck in, getting the puck deep, just holding the blue line so that we don't have to back check and do that kind of stuff. Just, we're always on offense, it seems like.
Todd, let's taking a look at controlling center ice. You guys seem to be doing a much better job of that. Let's talk about the teamwork. Also, the D guys behind you, the setups. What's happening there?
I think everyone's just starting to get a feel for each other and figuring if this guy does this, then I should do that. And it's just all starting to come together real well.
One of the things, and I say this tongue-in-cheek, the most extensive interview I did with Coach Herman, he came back with the longest quote ever, and this is an old tongue-in-cheek, hard work. You guys have heard the coach say, hard work, okay? Mr. Beasley, hard work, what's it mean to you when the coach says hard work?
Hard work is the back checking and the fighting in the corners, going in and getting the puck out. You don't want to lose a 50-50 battle for the puck. You always, like, hard work that you got to go in on the boards, go in the corners. You don't want to lose those battles.
And Todd, yourself, hard work. I've seen you guys in practices, and for the fans who have never been to a hockey player's practice, why do I think they are not that much fun?
Yeah, that's kind of the definition of hard work, just doing the stuff that you really don't want to do, but, you know, like Beasley said, the back-checking, you know, the battling in the corners, the stuff that's going to show up in the games, you do it in practice, you know, and then it's not so bad when you have to do it at game time.
Todd, and the question will go to both of you guys. You've been around the division now. You've traveled everywhere in this division, and some of those are pretty long road trips. How do you see who would you say is the toughest opponent you're facing so far?
It's a tough division, I'd say. There's a lot of good competition, but Boulder has a very good talented team. They got some young guys that can score and make plays.
Beasley.
I'm going to have to agree with Todd there. Like, we played Boulder in their place, and it was tough games, but they also came here, and they put up a good fight. They're real good. They move the puck real well. They're really well coached. They're a solid team.
And who do you got coming to town a week from Friday?
We got New Mexico coming in this next weekend.
Why do I think they're going to be kind of fired up to wreck your homestand?
Well, we kind of put on a show in New Mexico last weekend, and they're probably not too happy that we kind of embarrassed them in front of their fans.
Okay. We have two guys, one definitely from the Midwest, one really from near the Midwest. You from Pennsylvania, what's the biggest adjustment in El Paso?
Just how dry it is out here, no humidity at all.
And from Indianapolis, what's your assessment? Because both of you guys are of an age, you could be coming back next year, okay? So, Mr. Beasley, your assessment of and how's the adjustment to El Paso been for you?
It's just different. We kind of come down here. You don't see any of the water, the grass. It's just different. The whole desert kind of type, the mountains. It's a different experience being down here.
And Tyler, your message to the hockey fans of El Paso?
Come out and see a game. You'll love it.
And Todd, what would you tell the fans in El Paso?
Just the same thing. If you come out to a game, you won't be disappointed. It's a good time.
And I'll take advantage of extra space on the bandwidth. What's the message for the folks back home who will be listening to this interview?
Hi, Mom and Dad. Don't miss me too much.
I knew it was coming, ladies and gentlemen. And Todd Thomas, your comments. They're listening back there near Johnstown, home of was the home of the Johnstown Chiefs.
Hi, Mom and Dad, and everybody back in Johnstown, PA.
And what do you think of my beautiful shirt that I'm wearing right now, my beautiful sweatshirt? Sorry this isn't television, fans, but it's the best brown and orange combination that says Cleveland on it that you ought to love it.
I don't have too much to say about that, no comment.
Ladies and gentlemen, another fine hockey interview, but anyhow, you are listening to Rhino Hockey.